Yes, guys, welcome back. It has been a long old month without being here. For you lot, obviously, it's only been a week, but we've been away for the month.
Yeah, I ain't seen him for a whole month, literally. Been in Thailand, living it up.
I've been in Thailand, and let me tell you now, it is the best thing I ever done in my entire life.
Now, let's just take a minute. Look at the boy. Look how clean he looks. I'm looking at
the... I look fresh, don't I?
I'm looking at the screen right now behind
trim,
you.
But look, the barnet's coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, I've lost like 4 kilos.
Yeah, looking tan. Clean, looking clean.
Fucking hell, no more comments about fucking bro's put on some weight.
Bit of timber.
Can't do that no more. Can't do that no more. Yeah. Told you I was going to lose it. I lost it. So what? What are you doing? Commenting from your TikTok account, you pussy. No, but man, mate.
Nah, genuinely, we both went on holiday, had a good month, but you know what? Start from the beginning. Mate. Tell me about Thailand.
So where I went, say where I went first. So I went Bangkok. Bangkok is nutty. Bangkok is absolutely... Oh, mate, I need to burp. See, when I was in Thailand, I weren't burping on that either. Come straight back. I'm burping now. Saturated foods and that, bruv. Fucking, I got a bit of phlegm in my throat. Good fucking pollution. Okay, I've just had a salad, bruv.
Get it out. Yeah, legit.
I shouldn't be burping. Yeah, Bangkok. Then I went down to Khao Suk National Park, which is like the jungle. Let me go for more. So Bangkok, yeah.
Yeah.
Bangkok is fucking nutty. It is mad. Can't do no more than 2 days there. I've never been Asia before, innit?
Yeah.
And Thailand is just, it's opened my whole eyes. Like, I thought I'd come back depressed, but it's motivated me.
Right.
I feel so focused and I feel like I've been reborn. Even my mum's and my brother said to me the other, my brother said to me the other day was that you changed the person like, in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, I've been sober, not that I was bad in the drink or anything, but like, I've been sober now for however long it's been. Like, I've been in the gym, I've been eating clean. I don't even feel like tempted to break
have
this
a drink
pattern.
Or like, anything, yeah.
I feel focused, bruv, bare focused. Like, it's proper done me well. I needed that holiday. Like, but yeah, Bangkok, nutty gaff. Like, they don't care. You see in Thailand, yeah, you know the traffic system means nothing.
But they just fly through the streets. Like,
be waiting at the lights, yeah, on a ped, waiting for the green light to come. The red light's going. They're checking if anyone's there. Bomb, they're just going.
Going. Bombing it.
Literally. It's like the most chilled out country I've ever been to in my entire life. It's sick, bruv. It's so cheap as well. Bruv, you can rent a ped for £2 a day.
What the?
£2. Two nug. You're renting a ped.
Nah, that's great. I can't.
I was getting a Thai green curry, a Tom Yum Guy soup. Wow.
Beautiful.
And a Chang. By the way, I didn't really drink Chang before. Beer.
Oh yeah, the beer.
What a beer. Yeah. What a fucking beer. That is. I was drinking that, mate. That's a beer. You could get a 3-course meal for like, depending on where you are, but like 300 baht, which is like £4.50, something like that.
Oh, you're joking.
It is stupidly
living
cheap.
Living life.
Stupidly cheap.
Is you could just splash out there. It really was true. You could be all right.
Stupid. Like, it was. It's ridiculous how little the currency is out there.
Yeah.
And like they're so humble, the Thai people. Like, I didn't wear my watch out there because I thought it was going to be a bit seedy. Like, I've never been.
Yeah.
Bruv, I can't lie. I could have worn a fucking Richard Mille on my wrist.
No one
would have touched me.
That's good, man.
Maybe if they're English or somewhere else. But
yeah,
like,
it would have been someone
like,
from
Thai
here.
Thai people wouldn't. I can't lie. They're the most humble, nice people ever. I remember one time, I don't know where to start.
Yeah, I know, because there's so much. It's
so
a whole
much
month.
To talk about. Whole month. I've been but there yeah, a month.
Stick bruv. To Bangkok. We'll move forward. Like.
Bangkok,
why was it
yeah.
the nuttiest? Like?
Bangkok was nutty, bruv. You step out your hotel. I didn't really do the hostels and that. I like somewhere nice to rest my head.
Yeah, yeah.
You may say I'm not really traveling, but like I like nice villas and hotels, and if I've got the money to do that, I would do that. And it's still cheap.
Yes.
Like, 5-star hotel resort is like £80 a night. That's less than Premier Inn.
Literally, it's less than Premier Inn.
We got a villa for 5 nights, and it was like for 3 of us, £100 a night each.
That's good.
And it was a fuck off massive
villa. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Landing in Bangkok, yeah. And there was a cab driver. There's bare tuk-tuks out there, innit?
Yeah.
Bare tuk-tuk. It's sick. It's just sick lifestyle. But it's like rapid. Bangkok's just like, it's like London on fucking speed.
Steroids.
That's what it's like, bro. It's like non-stop, like, burr, 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 everything's going on. Like,
yeah.
It's nutty. You couldn't do more than 2 days there, I think. but we landed there, exchanged some cash up, me and my boy Mo. And we basically hopped in a cab and we was like, oh, can you take us to the gun range? We wanted to go gun range, yeah? just to fire some wax. So my man's gone to us, oh, your first time Thailand? Like, I'll give you a tour of the whole of Bangkok, innit, yeah? So this is at 11 o'clock in the morning. He's taking us to the gun range. He's taking us to floating markets. Floating markets, you sit on this little canal boat.
I think I seen you snap it, yeah.
If you had me on Snap, you would have known what I'd done in a month. But you sit on this little boat and there's canals. Well, they're not canals, isn't it? They're like little rivers. That's how they get from place to place. And there's houses on the rivers and shit.
I've seen you put
it's
it
so humbling.
That's nice.
Like, you're getting floating about, you're pulling up to the side of like the river each time. You can buy little ornaments, buy drinks, buy a puff.
There was some drink that you had. Oh, was it coconut?
Oh, the coconut ice cream.
That's it. Coconut ice cream, that looked banging.
That was banging. Oh my God. That was an 80p.
That's mental.
Nothing, bro. It's absolutely nothing.
That looks so... When I saw that, I was like, oh, that looks nice. Sunshining. You got a little coconut.
It's 30 degrees at night there. It's 30 degrees at night and the air is so clear. I went out there with bare phlegm and that, bro. Clear. Starting to come back again because winter in this country is shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got this cab driver to take us to the gun range. We was firing the guns. I've never fired a gun before. Bit nervous before. You know, the American clip went fucking viral and all the Americans like, oh my God, here's the guy. You know, I got DMs from that.
People were violating us.
I know. I got a DM saying, so here's the kid scared of a little gun. Yeah, mate. It's a fucking killing machine.
For real.
She got nuts. But no, when I was in the gun range, it did make me a bit nervous when like someone beside me who I didn't know had a fucking gun.
Yeah, legit.
You know what I mean?
You never know.
You never know. Like, whatever, I fired a Desert Eagle. Boom!
Kickback's crazy.
Magnum, fired a shotgun. And when you fired a shotgun, it left a bruise on my shoulder.
Yeah, crazy.
Massive bruise. It's kind of like, when you have that in your hand, the power you feel.
Yeah, you feel mad,
is
bro.
Nuts, bruv.
No wonder why people...
it's nuts.
If you ain't all there, you can't hold one.
Like, I fired an MP40 as well.
Is
old
it?
School thing.
Is it?
Yeah, old school thing. It was that. It was six. We went gun range here. It was a proper army military place. Cost us like, can't remember. Must have been like £8 each.
That's so
nothing.
That's so
nothing.
Good.
And it's all old school money. Like, they don't really accept card out there that much.
It's all cash.
It's all baht. Like, 100 baht is like £2.30.
Right.
So yeah, it's just dirt cheap. Went to the gun range, went floating markets. Bearing in mind, our cab driver's waiting outside for us at all these things. Floating market was there for about an hour and a half. You go around floating markets, they drop you off at a temple. Go on a temple, you come back in a little canal boat. You're just drinking Chang in the sun.
Well, that's nice.
Just floating through, going through the jungle and that. Even though you're in Bangkok, the floating markets, there's half like jungle around you. Then we went to get a banging massage. And no, it's not what you thought. mate. There's a massage gaff, not just in Bangkok, on every corner. Yeah. Every single corner. You can get an hour massage for 200 baht.
Is it?
It's £5 for an hour. Full body massage, oiled a lot. Like, it is pucker. An hour, you think, mate, you are not earning enough peas.
Yeah, you're
like,
not earning enough of that.
So he took us to get a traditional Thai massage. What else did we do? I think he dropped us off at a restaurant. Either way, he was driving us around for a good, I'd say, 4 hours.
Nice.
Waiting outside for us, good 4 hours.
Nah.
We're now getting dropped back to our hotel. We're saying to each other, he's probably going to ask for it. I know it's cheaper right here, but like, we didn't know how cheap it was, innit? And we was like, okay, cool. In England, that would be nearly a bag.
Yeah, facts.
But like, because he's waiting outside for us and that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, we thought, he's maybe going to ask £150 sterling. Like, equivalent, something like that. He's asked for £22.
No, you're...
£22 to drive me around and wait outside for us all day. We ended up busting it. We asked him, how much, brother? And he said, like, whatever that is, I can't work out in my head. I think it's like 1,000 baht. And we was like, just give him 2K. And he was like, astonished. Same thing happened when we went down. When we finished Bangkok, we went down to the jungle in Khao Suk. The cab that took us, no, we got a flight there, sorry. But when we was in Khao Suk, it's national park, it's like proper in the jungle.
Yeah.
Like, in this little village, an hour into like a load of jungle, like we was waking up early, like going to the gym, going on walks, renting out a ped every day.
Yeah, because it's £2.
The max I was paying for a ped was £6 a day.
That's so good.
And to fill up the tank is 150 baht. So it's like £3.
Less than a tenner to rent a ped for the whole thing.
It's nuts. We're in this like little village in the middle of the jungle, just bare humbling, like just nothing going on, like apart from, It's just proper old school. Like the hotel that we was in had like a rope swing and a slide going into the, just the river, just a random river in the jungle. That's like so it, nice. Was waking up, going in the river, going for a swim. It's just different it's world.
Different world.
And then, yeah, the jungle sick. We was going through the jungle, walking, mate, the spiders out there. They're like that big on like constantly. What? Because you're actually in the jungle, innit? Yeah, you so don't yeah, deep it until you get there. Yeah. Like, you're actually in. You ain't in fucking Black Park.
Nah, you're in a jungle, for real.
We see a massive snake hanging from the tree.
Oh, no, I would have been done.
Like, it was, yeah, we went off the path, innit? And just went, let's have a little proper explore. And then yeah. we got a bit lost and we was like, no, fuck this.
Let's go back.
Yeah, there's yeah. actual danger here.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't allow, there's not no fox.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's rattlesnakes and that. Fucking bloody tigers and that. I don't know.
What, you saw the proper snake just hanging?
Proper snake hanging on a tree. Snake, bear, spiders, like he's walking through. He's walking through like this, just trying not to hit anything. As soon as the cobweb would hit us, we'd be like, oh, start shitting ourselves, bro, because the spiders are wham, bro.
Nah, I can't.
Anyway, this how like, I know I keep going on about the money thing, but it blows my mind how like,
cheap it is, yeah.
How cheap it is. So we've done like 2 days in the jungle. Then we had to drive down to Ao Nang, because we wanted to go Rayleigh Beach. Okay. Rayleigh's beautiful, probably the best place I've ever been in the world. Beautiful, like when you go down south of Thailand and you just go see the islands, like jungle in Bangkok, obviously you got to see and stuff because it's part of the culture, part of their
yeah,
it's
yeah.
their country, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you go down south is when it becomes like Caribbean on roids.
Okay.
Like it is like you're looking at the sea and it's like you see Avatar.
Yeah.
They must have filmed it there. They must have filmed it in Thailand. I don't know
that
if they
kind of look.
But it's like the mountains coming out of the water and that, and floating mountains oh, yeah, and shit.
Nice,
like,
that's nice.
And like, you look up and the birds in the sky look like fucking pterodactyls and that, bro. Like, it's,
nah, that's nice.
It's whole different, like.
So the birds in the sky look like.
Mum's life, it's fucked. We was, we woke up at 7:30 in the jungle, yeah? And because we was deep in the jungle, our receptionist for the hotel was like, can we get a taxi to Ao Nang? It's a 3-hour cab journey. And she was like, oh, none of the taxis come here until 12. He's like, I'm not really trying to wait. I had a couple, my mate and his girlfriend were in Rayleigh already. And they was like, let's get some food. We woke up at 7:30. So like, yeah, we'll get some lunch.
Yeah.
So I'm not waiting until 12.
12, yeah.
Like,
yeah
it's
yeah,
long.
No,
I hate waiting. I'm bare impatient as it is.
I hear it.
So they're like, oh, you have to just wait until a minibus fills up, a personal minibus, 10-seater minibus. He was like, how much is it per seat? She said, 200 baht. You just rent out the entire minibus. And she was in shock. Like, just, he was like, yeah, we'll just rent out a minibus. Rent out a minibus, 3-hour journey, costed us like, must have been about 30 quid. We've then given the cab driver, because he was letting us play all our music, everything. Given the cab driver, it must have been the equivalent to £19 UK. I don't know what that is. It was like yeah. 800 baht, something like that. He FaceTimed his wife and his daughter and was nearly crying, saying to us, thank you, God, my God. Like, oh my, like he's in shock of a night, of a score.
You're joking.
That's a double drink in a bar.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
It's mad. Like, it's proper humbling, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah, I find that lit. You look ready out the whole thing.
Whole thing. They must have thought we was balling, yeah. But like, just it's what, 30 quid?
Is it?
It's mad. Whole entire minibus. Usually people have to wait.
Wait there.
And because the cabs won't leave until it's full.
Wow.
Because they want to get as much money as they can.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then went Rayleigh Beach. Rayleigh Beach is basically like its own little island off of Krabi. And you have to get like a 5-minute tailboat there. You can't get, there's no cars on the island. There's no old bill. There's no bikes. You can walk from one side to the other in about 8 minutes.
Okay.
It's tiny. It's just two hotels and then like little bars.
Yeah,
but there's no clubs
or
nothing. It's like a relaxing one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's beautiful. Went Rayleigh. Then from Rayleigh, we went to Phuket for Circo Loco. That was lit. I was sick. It's just different world. Like it's just, yeah, sick. Stayed in Phuket for a bit. Phuket's all right, but I think where's mainland is very saturated.
Okay.
It's very saturated. Then from Phuket, we went to Phi Phi. Phi Phi's like a mini Ibiza.
Is it?
Mum's life.
So you must have enjoyed that.
It was a mini Ibiza. Like in the daytime, there's a lot going on, but there's not much going on. But at nighttime, we found this little bar on the beach and they was using SoundCloud as the speaker. And I said, I got friendly with a geezer who owned the bar. And I said, can I put my tunes on? So I'm now playing all my tunes, like all house music, obviously got my own rave.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I was banging just my SoundCloud players. The thing was booting, bro. And I felt like the governor, because I was like, you lot are booting to my tunes. Yeah. No one knows I'm playing this, but I'm playing these tunes. It was booting. Like, PP's like a party island. went there in between Serko, then went back to Phuket, and then after Phuket went Koh Tao, and in Koh Tao, I personally didn't rate Koh Tao because I was so ill.
Yeah, so I if you look what our following on Snap, he fell ill, and I don't know about this yet, but I'm thinking really, it was like a dodgy.
It was
dodgy
something.
Food or something.
It was either dodgy food or I got a bug or something. But bruv, I was fucking waking up in the middle of the night going, like actually feel like I'm like
agony.
I then run to the toilet. As soon as I hit the toilet,
it's cool
water.
That.
Water's coming out my ass. Yeah. I'm then like that. I got to grab a bin going, being sick in a thing.
Oh shit.
Like
no, you had a bad
shivering,
bunk. You had a
shivering
bunk.
And sweating
you had
like
a
that.
Serious bunk.
Like shivering like, on my days, like fucking hell, like I'm bare ill. Going back to the bed, I think I must have been shitting myself and being sick 15 times a day, maybe 4 times a night. It was horrible. I was exhausted. And on top of that, I was like, you know, when you got the flu and
you get the, like, that cold shit.
If you touch it, you feel bruised.
Yeah, I know exactly what to do.
I didn't eat or even drink nothing really. I had to start taking these hydration tablets. Because even if I drink water, I just got sick it up. I was really ill for like 3 days. So I hated Koh Tao because of that reason. I think everyone really rates Koh Tao. Me personally, I don't know. I think it was a bit too...
Would have been the illness though, nah?
That got... I don't know, because my two other boys at the time weren't that ill and they didn't really rate either. I think it's a bit too, not derelict, but
not
it's
enough.
Like,
it
smells a bit of sewage. Like obviously Thailand is Thailand. You're going for traveling. Like you got to, I still appreciate the thing, but like, I think where I was ill, I wanted somewhere nice to chill.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? And I was just bare ill. I didn't eat or drink for like 3 days. I genuinely thought I was going to tick over. I went from 86 kilos to like just under 80. I'm like 83 now, so I put it back on a bit, but I look, still look healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in a hospital on a drip.
Yeah, I saw.
And it's like some third world hospital. Like,
yeah, I saw the room and that. I was thinking, oh my days, you're probably struggling.
It's horrible.
And your mate was in there as well. Your boy was in there.
Yeah, I'm glad my boy was ill. I wasn't glad he was ill, but like,
but you're like glad
he caught the bug.
There was someone there.
Yeah, brother, it was horrible. We was in there and I had a drip in my arm. And this Bando hospital. Like, shout out all the tired nurses and that, though, because they really looked after us. But like, obviously, compared to what we got,
what you're used to, yeah.
It was like jail.
Yeah.
Like, it was horrible. Round the clock, we stayed there overnight. Midnight, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m., the nurse will come in, put the light on, take a blood test. I hate blood tests as well.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
It was half hell. It was horrible. And bearing in mind, while I'm in the hospital, I'm still getting up throughout the night to be sick and shit myself.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? I couldn't keep nothing down. Then come out of the hospital, they gave us some antibiotics, sorted me out.
Did it work?
It did and it didn't, the antibiotics. I think the bug just left me a similar time as when...
Because you were just getting it all out, really. It was just passing through you.
But it lasted 4 days.
That's a lot, though.
And I was
to have a bug like that is just...
It weren't just on being sick. It was shooting pains in my stomach. Like I thought I had a tapeworm at one point. Or some sort of parasite. Mum's like,
yeah.
I was in a bad... That's the most ill I think I've ever been in my entire life. Ever. It was horrible. And we're so hot as well. It's like 30 degrees at night.
Yeah,
I think I wore a top twice out there. When I went Zuma, when I went Benihana, because they're branded.
Oh yeah, you can't.
Other
than
that, you can walk into a restaurant topless, fucking, like literally doing what you want.
That's
they do
nice,
not
man.
Give a
Good
shit.
Freedom.
It's literally just freedom out there. Then obviously after Koh Tao, went Koh Phangan for Full Moon Party. I didn't really rate it, because it's just bare drum and bass and EDM. I don't think house music's really reached there yet. So it's a lot of people that are like, yeah,
basically.
There's people
that.
Like knee sliding in the sand and that, rolling about in the sand and like, yeah, it's not a bit of me, like, bit, yeah.
Bit too much still.
Yeah, a bit grebish. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was a bit, yeah. You get a lot of fucking weirdos out there.
Yeah.
You do get a lot of weirdos out there. You get a lot of Australians out there as well, because for Australia, it's only like 5 hours.
It's not that fast, it's not that far.
It's like 5 hours. But I don't really rate, Koh Phangan was beautiful, but I just didn't really like the Full Moon. I probably wouldn't
people,
like Full
people
Moon
People-wise and like, music-wise,
drum and bass crowd and EDM crowd is very different to
not
people that
different,
like,
whole different thing.
Very different. And then finished off in Koh Samui, and Koh Samui was probably one of my favourites. Beautiful place. We had some banging villa, like right at the top of the mountains, and yeah, it was just the best thing I've ever done, ever. We was literally waking up, first week when we got there, obviously, we was using like a party holiday, we were just getting pissed. Doing what
we wanted,
of course. Blah, 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 eating shit. Like Bangkok, there's not a lot of healthy places to eat. It's like, it's a city, innit?
Yeah.
But obviously, when we went to the islands and you see how beautiful it is, like, it's actually the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. And we was waking up, jumping in the pool, going gym, having a little boxing spa with each other. And like, when you're out there, you'll meet loads of people, met bare people from Manchester, met bare people from fucking near my way that I didn't even know. But they somehow like are from my way,
yeah.
like near my way, like Surrey and that. Yeah, and then they get close to them and like, where you're island hopping and you're going to all these different places, it's like, you're always meeting new people.
New people, yeah.
It's sick.
Different crowd. Yeah, that sounds good still, I can't lie.
Sick. It's motivated me and made me realize I hate this country. And I want to get out of this country. I hate this country so much. Like, it's just, I didn't have no like negative thoughts when I was out there, or no like, you're not watching the news, you're not like, it's just, you have complete freedom.
Freedom, that's what I think it's just the freedom, because the way you're talking is like, you weren't constrained by, like, here, I can't lie, it's just strict rules. It's all tight. You know what I mean? There, it just sounds like, yeah, you're just, and that's just everyday living. That's not just holiday living. That's just everyday living.
Everyday living. Yeah, that's what it is. When you go for a month, you're not worried about, if we're not doing anything in a day, it's cool.
It's cool. It's completely fine.
Whereas on holiday, and let's do something.
Yeah. Especially you were there for a good period of time. So it didn't, I get it. First week, you looked on the party holiday thing. It's fresh, it's new.
Mm.
And then after that, it's like, cool, we're settled now. Like, let's just do everyday shit. And,
yeah, literally. That's what we're basically doing.
And if you can get to that point of just doing everyday stuff and enjoying it, then yeah, you actually probably genuinely like it.
And the Thai food is unbelievable.
And, you love Thai food, already.
I love Thai food. I'm not just your typical, oh yeah, I get green curry. Like, nah, I'll eat anything or pad Thai.
Yeah.
Like, I like all the shit. You know what I mean? It was only up until I got ill, now I can't even go near it. Yeah. There's something in my brain's making me like... Like,
at the moment, I reckon you're
bad. I probably could eat in England because I know it's safe.
You know it's safe and clean.
But like, it is obviously a bit rural out there, innit?
You know, it ain't the same as here. Obviously, we've got,
they got street
food, cleaning standards to look up to.
Yeah, but I think the food is cleaner right there, because like I said, I haven't been burping or farting or nothing. I've lost a bit of weight.
True.
Like, do you know what I mean? I was eating very clean and healthy. And whoever said, yeah, because I had bare people say to me before I went, I think even you said to me before I went, be careful of the lady boys, you can't tell. Yes, you can definitely tell. 100%.
Is it?
1,000,000%, bruv.
Like, straight off the bat.
Straight off the bat, bruv. Unless they're just big women.
They say, like, they're the best of the best to do it.
They're not. They're not. Like, they're like 6 foot with big feet. Like, you can see.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, look at the hands. It's the hands and the
hands and the feet. And they're taller than me. Like, you can tell when one's a geezer. Like, you can really tell.
What about the voices?
Yeah, they're deeper, bruv.
Is it deeper,
bruv. You can really tell.
Because I've seen some videos on the net, yeah, where I'm like, oh, like some serious lady looking.
Yeah, but I didn't see that. When you go down Khao San Road, or this is like a party strip,
yeah,
or like anywhere, like that's a bit like party-ish, it's like brass central, brass on every corner, every single corner. And you always see like some old white man who just like will out. Like have a brass with him nonstop for the whole time. Like, you know, people will go out there, like lonely old fucking men,
that
will go out there and just have like a Thai bird as his girlfriend for however long he's out there, just paying her.
It's crazy.
It's mad.
Crazy.
It's mad. Like, I remember I was on a wind-up once when I was going down Khao San Road, and I was on a proper jolly up. And I went up to a blatant lady boy, innit? Me and my boy. And I was like, threesome? And she was like, yes, baby. And then grabbed my cock. I went, whoa, none of that. None of that.
Wait, you're lying.
Yeah, so basically I had a geezer touch.
You had a geezer touch.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
She said, yeah.
Yeah, straight on it.
Yes, baby, and grabbed you.
Yeah, grabbed it straight. I turned away, grabbed my cock straight away. I was like, whoa. I was on a proper wind-up.
Nah, Johnny, I'm dying.
But no.
You had a brother grab your cock.
But no, I did not do a lady boy. I didn't even do a brass.
Hey, did you see it? Have you ever seen that video? Yeah, quick side note. Have you seen that video? There was a brother that went to Thailand, didn't it? with his mates and whatever not. And he said, fuck it, like, boys, I'll be honest, if I ain't finding no nothing, I'm going to grab a lady boy.
Fuck that. So then, look,
genuinely, the video is online now. I can find it for you. The brother has taken, he's found the lady, knew it was one. He's like, yeah, come. Went back to the hotel and got it cracked. Like, genuinely, the video is of them cracking on.
But like,
and he's laughing, like he's filming it.
But thing is, if you're bisexual or gay, cool.
Cool. No, then whatever.
But like, if you're a straight man, like, how does that appeal to you?
He said he don't care.
How does that appeal to you? It's a geezer with fake tits.
No, but he's
that's
still,
all it is. You know,
the geezer still had his
yeah, of course,
bits.
They don't get rid of it.
Yeah, they don't get rid.
Probably some do, but they don't. Like, for me, I could tell straight away. Do you know what I like as well, because they're such nice people, like, you see when you go to any other country and you're walking past the strip, you know they really try and get you in their bar. You've been Napa.
Yeah. They try and grab
they
you.
They proper in. Try to sell it. They don't try to sell it to you.
It's just if you're coming in, you're coming in.
They might say, like, hey, you want a drink? You go, no, they leave you alone straight away. It's nice. They leave you alone. They let you do. Like, if you got a bit of dough, you can live like a king out there. Like, it's fucking sick. Rayleigh Beach, though, that's somewhere you got to go.
Is that like one of your, what's your highlight? Like,
I'd say, in order, I'd say Rayleigh's at the top. people often do day trips there, but we just stayed there for like 3 nights. And then underneath that, probably Koh Samui. Because Koh Samui is quite, I wouldn't say modernized, but it's still an island, but it's a bit like Phuket in a way. But it's like, obviously you're on an island, so you're surrounded by beaches and shit like that. But like the roads are nice. There's like American roads anyway.
Okay, okay.
Whereas like in Koh Tao, you're riding a ped.
It's like
potholes
and
like bare like mosquitoes and that's another thing I noticed when I was out there. Sorry if I'm just changing topic.
There's so much.
When I was out there, the first 2 weeks getting bit to fuck. All of us were getting bit. Bare mosquito spray daily, like bare of it. Yeah. Get 2 weeks in, it must be because the food you're eating and you climatize and you must start smelling like Thai people.
Yeah.
I don't have to come across saying like,
nah, but you know,
but like smelling like a local.
Yeah.
That they must stop biting.
They just
leave
you alone.
Getting bit. Stop wearing mosquito spray. Stop getting bit. All of us did after about 2 weeks in, just barely got bit.
Fair.
It's like your blood must.
Yeah. It's like adapts
or your
to the,
skin or something. Your smell.
To,
your odor must get. I don't know. Maybe they just don't like foreigners and they're just biting us. Don't know, but like after two weeks in, we weren't really getting bit at all.
Fair.
I went to Yona Beach Club. Yona Beach Club is basically the only one in the entire world. It's a floating beach club in the middle of the sea. It's fucking sick.
A floating beach club?
It's sick.
What, how does it float?
Bro, look at this, bro.
Show me.
Bro, look at this, bro.
How does it float in the sea, the club? So there's a club in the sea that
bro,
floats.
I thought it was a boat and it comes and gets you from the harbour.
Yeah.
But it's not. You have to get a speedboat to it. It's in the middle of the ocean. Like, in the middle of the ocean, bruv. Look.
I need to see this.
It's sick. Look. Oh, yeah, my 4G's not going to work, is it?
Yeah, the connection is a bit dry.
Hold on.
Wait, is it on an island or something?
Look, no. Look, it's part... Look at that.
Oh, my days. I get it. You're actually in the sea. Oh, that is cold. No, that's cold. That's
all
cold.
Around you see.
That is cold. That
all
is cold.
Around you see. Look it up. Yona Beach Club.
That is
I'm plugging them, but it's
I'm
sick.
Probably thinking in my head, how
and
does
And I
that
say
work?
Now, better than Ocean Beach.
Is it?
Better than Ocean Beach. I think because where it was so new, bruv, this is the beach club, yeah? It's like a boat. It's like a yacht, but it's not a yacht. It's just a floating.
Yeah, no, it's just a floating thing.
There's a pool in there. There's fucking beds. There's a little bar. There's a restaurant.
I was been wondering just now, how does that work? A floating beach, like that
it's
is
It's just
sick.
Anchored to the bottom of the
that is,
sea, isn't it? And it's just floating there.
That is cold.
You look all the way around, it's just sea.
That is
the
so sunset cold, in. I'll be honest. That is something I got to go to.
It was sick.
That is something I got to go to.
It was sick, bro.
That's different, bro.
And there was like I said, obviously these places are a bit more expensive, but still, where the bottle of Don Julio, yeah, so, Parker.
Yeah.
The bottle of Don Julio, we had two bottles of Grey Goose, all mixers, we was getting bare shots and that. Between four of us, I think it was 300 quid each.
Is it? Here?
Don Julio, usually one bottle legit. Was about fucking
it's
like...
about nearly 3 quid. Well, two, about 2 quid. Like
probably,
two quid.
Probably more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more.
So it's bare cheap out there, man. I had the best time of my life and I think it's motivated me and focused me and I feel so focused and it's just, yeah.
Nah, I can't lie. From that video, that's good living. Like, that's just mad... You know what I mean? Open and free. That looks good, bro. I can't lie.
Some people, I know people go traveling and they stay in hostels and shit. And I get it, yeah.
Yeah, because they want to experience the backpacking life.
Yeah, the backpacking life. I get it. But like, you most likely have more money than the Thai person, yeah?
Yeah.
We was on this, so basically a lot of the cabs are like a Ford Ranger and you all sit on the back of the cab.
Yeah.
Like outdoor, you know what I mean? You sit on the back of a truck.
Yeah, you sit on the thing. Yeah.
So he's on there now. And like I said, they cram it until there's no more space. They'll stop at the side of the road, even when you're in your journey, and they say, taxi? Because they just want to...
They just want to just power people in.
And they'll drop people off, yeah. Anyway, this Canadian lot got on our fucking...
cab,
and this geezer was such an eek. Oh my God.
Yeah, go
on. He was the biggest eek ever. We was all just creasing, cringing. The geezer must have been like 28, yeah? And the man's telling him to sit down. He's standing up going, I can feel it in my hair. I feel free. shit like that. And what cringed me out even more, yeah, is that it was 200 baht each for to go with like a 20 minute journey, which out there is actually quite expensive, but 200 baht, £4, yeah? I see him give the geezer a monkey, 500, yeah? 500 baht. I see him give the geezer, we've all given 200.
Yeah.
See him give the geezer 500. It's a Thai geezer, Thai local. He's obviously got no bread, didn't it?
Yeah.
He's counting it, whatever. He's then giving him change and missed out 10 baht, which is 23p. Just keep that in mind, 23p. This Canadian did not let us leave until he got his change. He's going, no, I'm not leaving without my 10 baht. No, I'm not leaving. I was going, brother, it's 10 baht. I was like, I'll give you 10 baht.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's the principal. It's the principal. I'm not leaving without my 10 baht. Whatever. And there was girls that we didn't know that was on the taxi as well. And he was half trying to like brag. He was like, I gave him 1,000 baht. I drew him right out. I said, brother, you give him 500. I see him. And I know, but if I say that, he might get confused. You know what they're like out here? Like, bruv, you're moaning over 23p. Shit like that. Like, that's just
that's
tight.
That's going to wind me up.
That's
yeah.
just tight.
Yeah.
That's just
yeah.
fucking tight. Yeah. I don't care if you're doing backpacking, want to be cheap and whatever. That is just, give the man 23p.
Yeah, literally. Please, just.
Yeah. The geezer didn't have 10 baht change, so he couldn't give it to him. That's 10 baht.
Did he sort it out in the end?
Everyone just told him, shut up, and we just started driving.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Bruv, 10 baht. 10, 23
beats. That's a joke, bro. That's just being tight for real, word. For real.
And then when we were driving, his mate called him, we go, oh no, look who it is. Sup. Mom's like, he said, sup. We're all doing this. We're all kicking each other like, oh my God. This
oh my
neat.
God.
His bras are neat.
That's it. Look. Nah, don't tell me he actually did that.
My mom's like, he was creasing. He literally, I can't remember the geezer's name. It was like Marcus saying, no way, Marcus, eh? Sup.
Nah.
My mom's, and he was the only one standing up on his cab. Everyone else was sitting down.
Yeah, he thought he was the guy, innit?
He was a nerd. And he had a fucking gammy old fucking cut on his leg and it kept brushing into me. I was about to fucking say to him, brother. I was going to say, brother, I beg you fucking move away from me. Like, mate, he was jarring, bruv. His scabby leg kept touching me, bruv. Mum's life.
Skin to skin?
Yeah, bruv. Oh, I was going to say something, bruv.
Man said, look what it is.
And a plaster hanging off of it.
Oh.
Like, hanging off. It was jank. I was about to chuck him off. All the normal people on the back of the cab are looking at each other like...
Nah, that's disgusting.
Like three people offered him the 10 baht and he didn't want it.
And he said that?
Nah.
The principal?
The principal. Nah. Mate, this geezer probably owns fucking 200 baht a day, bruv.
Yeah, legit.
Let the geezer
legit.
Have the
let
10 baht.
Let him have the 10 baht, man.
You know what I mean? When we was rounding up, anything round up, we'd say keep the change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're talking £2-3.
We're talking a couple of quid, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is fine.
He was a neek, bruv.
Yeah, it's a bit wrong still.
He was a neek, bruv. But yeah, it's literally relaxing life out there, man. Massage gaff every corner. Like I said, our massage is like £4. When I was out there, I must have had about 20 massages.
I would have rinsed it.
Literally.
Especially if I got a couple of hours to kill. And like, oh, do you want to go get a massage? Oh, that is.
That,
do you know what?
I
feel like just talking about now, you've gassed me.
Because
I think.
And it's hot.
I need a relax. So yeah, that's the thing as well. Weather.
So hot.
What, 30 degrees every day?
30 degrees at night. It's like 36, 34
is
in
it
the day.
Humid?
No.
It's just fresh heat.
But like you're sweating, yeah. We was on a kayak and we ended up getting fucking me, my boy Max, his girlfriend, and my boy Mo. We got one of these kayaks out. You rent a kayak for like an hour or so, like £2.
Yeah.
Rent these kayaks out. We're going like exploring in these caves and that. And then it got stuck on this coral. You know, coral's bare sharp, innit? We couldn't move it. It got jammed. Anyway, I've now fucking stood up on the boat to try and dig the thing. My fucking sliders come off my foot, my Louis slider. Bear in mind, that's a fucking monkey. Like, it's not 500 baht, it's 500 pound. I'm like, fuck, but it's like this shallow. I'm like, brother, I need to get my slider. So I've just fought heat in a moment, got out the thing, stood on a coral, cut my foot to pieces.
That's what I was thinking. Cut my foot to pieces.
I'm like, it's floating away in the waves. We're in the middle of the ocean, like on this, by some cave thing. We just went bare far out. My boy Max is after fucking, he's trying to do his canoe. Is it canoe? Is that what it's called? It's canoe, yeah. No, kayak. Trying to do the kayak, bear in mind, kayaking is fucking hard. Yeah. Don't get nowhere, bruv. He's getting caught. He's now then jumped, that's my boy. He's now jumped out, cut his feet to pieces to grab my slider, well, whatever. And then we're just pushing, like holding onto the kayak. Like it was half scary. Because they go every year, my mate Max and his girlfriend Ella, and they said there's bare sea urchins on that coral bit. Once that gets caught in your foot, you're fucked. I cut my foot to absolute pieces.
Yeah,
just
I was
for
thinking,
a little bit.
Stepping on that.
But I could see it floating away, and I was just sitting to my face. I was going, fuck! No! How's that happened? And it was just such a like, where it was so hot as well, was literally dripping with sweat.
Yeah.
That the exact moment that day when I was doing that, straight after done it, I spewed up everywhere. I was being bare sick and that.
Is it?
Going, I wasn't ill. It was just, it took so much effort to get that slider. Yeah. It was so hot. Like I was just going, being sick all in the sea and that.
Is it?
Yeah, out of the kayak. I was like, brother, it was horrible. Where it was like a panic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're panic, in trouble here. I'm in trouble here.
You're cutting your feet every arm.
Like, I'm in trouble here. All around us is just coral. Like, we're really stuck. Like, we're banging trouble.
Bruv, the fact that you put your feet in coral, yeah.
Gotta do it for the LV, doll. Yeah.
You gotta do it for that. Wait, so it was all the bottom of your feet cut up?
My right foot was fucked. And it got to the point where we was holding on to the kayak for a bit of balance, and there's mossy bits.
Yeah, so you can kind of like, yeah.
But like, you really don't know. You don't want to step in softly.
Yeah.
Kind of got the hang of it, moved to shore. As soon as we got to the shore bit, the shore weren't by the beach. The shore was just like a little bit of floating island in the sea, innit? Like not near nothing.
Yeah.
And we were just chilling there for a bit. And we just sat there.
Why
did we come this so long? Now we got a summer, I get back out
all the way back.
And we just dig it. We was out in the boats. We ran it for an hour. It's gone like 4 hours because we got stuck. Dude. But we just run my man some peas.
Yeah, of course. It's all good.
But
shit. Yeah. Nah, you got stories. There's definitely stuff right now in your head that you
forgot. That I can't think of. 100%. It's the best place in the world.
Nah, you've actually gassed me.
I'm definitely back there every January. 100%. My it's motivated me so much to think my goal now is to become financially free that I can just never have to live in this country and I can just hop
around
and just do whatever. That's what I want to do in my life. That is my goal in life now, is to live abroad. And Asia is just, it's a different world. Like before I went, you can kind of imagine what South America is going to be like because they're all Spanish.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Not all Spanish, but Portuguese, you know, Spanish. Portuguese, you hardly notice that. Whatever I had in my head about Thailand, it was so different. It blew my mind.
So many people love it, bro. I see how many people go, bro. It's mad.
You need to go. It's unbelievable. And you need to do a month because the traveling from one location to another is minimum like 3 hours each time on a speedboat or a plane or something like that. Like,
and then what was the method you used? You only took one plane?
One plane from north to south. So
how long was that?
It was an hour and a half.
Okay.
But the speedboats from the islands, they're like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, hour and a half.
Is it just cutting across water?
Yeah, cutting across water. And it's choppy as well.
Yeah.
It's choppy as well. And obviously, oh my days, bruv, I went snorkeling, bruv, we were swimming with a shark. We were shit ourselves.
Saw the shark?
A big old shark, bruv. We went to Maya Bay on some little tour thing, yeah? And the geezer's saying, yeah, there's sharks in here. He said, but they're reef sharks, they're small. He said, but this big.
Yeah.
So we're like minor, yeah? All snorkeling now. He was like, over there, there's more sharks by this little wave bit. And it was so choppy. Like we was off like drowning, but not because we had life jackets on.
Yeah,
but you know, it's still splashing you in the face every 2 seconds. So we've gone swimming, met these boys out there. They're mad cool. Swimming now a bit far out to try and find this reef shark. We've now spotted it. It's about that big. We're like, oh, look, shark.
It's
not even that deep. Probably as deep as the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then we're like, a shark looked up, but like underwater looking up. Yeah. Bruv. I'd say a good arm span, shark that big, but that thick, swimming right near it as his mother. We all shit ourselves. We all turn around, paddling away, going, fucking shark, shitting ourselves. The kid's going, don't, because you look like a seal.
Yeah.
You panic, you look like a seal, and you start.
He's going to come get his.
Bro, fuck that. We was gone, and the waves are pushing us back into where he is.
Oh, my God,
shitting ourselves.
No.
Big boy shark, like a big, and it was close. So I'd say it was here to. Probably just that table.
Fuck, it was close.
It was fucking close. It was horrible, bro. It was horrible.
That's horrible.
It's fucking, you just go into survival mode.
Yeah, because you're trying to get the hell out of there.
Like, get the fuck out of there.
And the waves are fighting against you.
Yeah, the waves were pushing us this way and the boat was there. And the shark was there.
Fuck.
It was fucking scary, bro. That them little ones, they like might not want to do that damage.
They probably won't do that. Yeah, that will tear you up.
Yeah, that could have done me leg. That could have done me leg. Yeah, that'd take a limb.
If that grabs your leg, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's just a quick
and then it's gone with it. Yeah, man. We went to, there's a place called Monkey Beach. There's monkeys all over there. Like, all over, just roaming. In Rayleigh Beach, because it's a tropical island, you're on an island, so it's their island, the monkeys, isn't it? They're just walking about. You leave your phone out, a monkey would take it and run off.
It's
all about, all little monkeys just running about.
Like, what, did you get close to any of them?
No, because they say, don't, I was laughing at one and smiling, and it's like going out to me. And they said to me, don't smile at the monkeys because they think they're showing your teeth being aggressive and they can get aggressive, innit?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So you shouldn't really look them in the eye. That's what they say. Don't look the monkeys in the eye.
Oh, shit.
Because they attack you. It's fucked. It's a proper, like, it's different world. It's not like...
No, that is mental.
It's not like a fox and a
rabbit.
So
how close are you to these... So these monkeys, say, for example, you're on a beach. They're
get
just
close.
Plotting
they
about.
They get close. They get close.
Just they, like, as close as that.
Yeah, they get close. On Monkey Beach especially, they get close, yeah. There's a beach that's full
that's
of monkeys.
Monkeys.
Yeah.
It's fucked. Oh, shit.
It's fucked. But the water's so clear, you can see your feet.
And one hissed at you.
Yeah, one hissed at me. And this fucking... Oh, this bitch was like to me, she was like, I was laughing in it because I was having a good time.
Yeah.
I was like smiling at the monkey. She was like, don't show your teeth to the monkey. I was like, oh, I said, sorry. She was like, you're still showing your teeth though.
Oh, shut up, man.
Fuck off. You know, one of them people, she was bare like posh, yeah? And obviously I'm from West London, yeah? And she was like, obviously I live further out now. I was like, where you look from? And she was like, what did she, I think she said Shoreditch.
Right.
You know what type of cat it is. You know what type of girl I'm about.
I know exactly.
You know exactly what type of girl I'm on about. Rich mummy, daddy,
yeah,
busted
yeah.
Air Forces.
Yeah, yeah.
That type of girl. And our mates were like that as well. And she's
so joked.
Yeah, she no, said, exactly. She said, where are you from? I said, where I'm from. Obviously, I'm basically Greater London.
Yeah.
And the boy that was there, he went, oh, not proper London then. Shut up, you bin low.
Shut the fuck up.
Mate, like, you're not a Londoner. You
you're
are,
not,
but you're not.
You're not, though. You're
a toffee, is that what
yeah,
they're called?
Yeah.
Proper posh, like
posh.
Had like 8 wristbands on her wrist.
Oh,
like, you know,
exactly.
Them ones.
Oh,
them ones. Like, yeah. Like, oh, I just, you know, we just done the survival guide.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I actually went into the jungle and, you know, them ones, innit?
She's got about 20,000 pictures on her camera roll from all
yeah,
from the last 2 days.
Word. Hasn't
she's
washed got, for six
hasn't
days.
Washed, yeah.
It's part of Thailand.
It's part of Thailand. It's just, it's just a life.
I don't like living luxury, yeah. You know? I drink river water. Yeah. Oh, you stayed in a nice hotel? No, that's not traveling.
No.
Fuck off, bruv.
It's about the vibe.
It's about the vibe, you know? I don't want to sit in a hostel. No offense, people that live in a hostel. I don't want to sit in a hostel with 8 men in a room smaller than this.
Yeah.
All sharing the same Kazi and shower.
Nah.
I'm all right, thank you.
And then, people actually say, yeah, it's part of the life.
No, but it's sick.
And I guess so, innit?
But I want somewhere nice to lay my
head. Yeah, nah, to be fair, same.
I don't want cockroaches and fucking spiders to lay my head.
And you might call me whatever you want to call me, but I can't do that.
Somewhere
that'll
nice
put
the
me off going
room.
On the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I'll just be like, well, I need to sleep in a car.
Them hostels are £2 a night.
Shit in a car. I can't do it though.
And it makes sense why they're £2 a
yeah.
night. Like, I get it if you're doing traveling hostels, you want to meet new people, especially if you're doing solo traveling, yeah? Sick, you're meeting new
yeah,
people.
Maybe.
But like, but imagine you're trying to go to bed, yeah? And like, one of my boys stayed in a hostel. He was on a different holiday to us, but he was still out there, innit? But
yeah.
He was doing, he's done that other stuff, like hotels and that. He
yeah,
wanted
yeah.
to do the hostels and stuff, like the proper traveling. And he was sending us videos. Right, it's like 3 a.m, he's trying to sleep. There's like, 2 geezers from Leeds like having a play fight on the floor. Everyone's all drunk and that, like all shouting. Like, mate, I think I don't know, having a row.
I'll go mad. Yeah, I'll go mad. Especially if I want to sleep.
Exactly.
What about when you want to shit? There's 8
you
other share
a toilet. One room in that.
Nah.
Like some hostels are quite nice, but just fuck that. I couldn't do it.
Nah.
I'm gonna get probably a bit of hate for that, but like, bro, I couldn't. I'd like, if like, it's not that dear to stay in an okay place. You don't have to go 5-star or a villa.
Yeah.
You can stay in a 3-star hotel for literally like £20 a night.
Yeah, that's calm.
I'm coming now.
Everywhere looked nice that you stayed as well. Everywhere looked nice.
Everywhere was lovely.
I saw a couple of the pictures of the hotels. What was that one? I saw one.
I don't know what you're gonna say.
It was that blue sea on it, right as soon as you got outside.
Koh Phan
Yang.
It
was like, oh, bro, that looked.
That was sick.
Had
a touch as well. You know, that room we had was the only one which was like a villa and like right on the sea view. I didn't even mean to book it.
How nice it was.
Touch.
When I looked at that, I was like, nah, Johnny's fucking livid.
I felt like I was
like, do you know how nice that is, bro? Water's
bro,
just outside.
I'm real, bro.
Nah, that's
I'm
not.
Real. You look out the window and there's water
there.
Bro,
and it's clear,
oh,
like beautiful, clear. Oh, nah,
it's just so
like.
Relaxed. Like, you see when you go, and there was a jet ski. We wanted to go on a jet ski, isn't it? We just literally chilling in our room on a big beanbag and the sun was coming through here. And we was like, oh, should we get some jet skis? So I was riding up and down. And fucking, it looked like GTA, the way the sun was setting.
Yeah.
All jet skis going about. And you know, usually in Spain or Cyprus or wherever you go, if you rent a jet ski, you got to follow the path.
Yeah, yeah, you got
done it before. You got to be on the boys.
Yeah. Maybe what, they just let you free roam?
Free roam. As long as you come back within an hour, it's calm.
That's so good.
You can go wherever you want. It's so much better. You can just stop for a minute in the ocean.
Yeah, and just chill out.
Chill, whatever. Just, you know what I mean? Oh, I was laying down on the jet ski, sunbathing like that, and just looking about. I was so far out. My boy was bottling it though. My boy didn't want to go far out because fucking sharks. You know, you're on a jet ski.
You're on a jet ski, yeah. That's all right. It's they ain't going to grab you off the jet ski.
But yeah, you come back and you just, you realize this country ain't this.
Oh, bro, no, but
you got to go Asia, man.
I know,
the Thailand people, the Thais are so humble, man. So I got a deep such it, nice people.
It was never on my list. And then, well, it was, but like not no, to a point
to
where-
it needs to be.
Not to a point where I'm like, oh, I've got to reach there. When you went on holiday and I was looking at your stories, I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Everywhere you went was lit. And I didn't see the fucking half of it.
No, it was like-
Do you know what I mean? Because I know what you're like. Johnny's that type of person where, like, cool, he's on social media, don't get me wrong. But when you go on holiday and stuff like that, you don't even like to be on your phone.
No,
you
I
just
don't.
Actually like living in the moment.
Yeah, I like enjoying the moment.
Yeah. So like, I know that there's bare stuff I didn't see that I just, that's so good.
And you see, when you see something for a phone, it's not the same as actually
being
there.
It's not the same. I got mad jealous when I saw the place you're staying. I was like, oh, lad, you know what?
It was
that unreal. That looks mad fun. And you're with good peoples as well.
Yeah. It was just like.
I think the company as well, was that good? Was that like.
Good company. The two boys that I went with, Theo and Mo, they're my proper boys. But I got even closer with them when I was out there. Obviously, I've known them years, but like, I got closer when I was out there. I like the fact they was on the same shit as me.
Yawn, yeah.
We were sitting there, and every morning it was, come, let's go gym. Come, let's eat clean. Come, yeah. Let's do this.
And you're all doing it together. It's all going to motivate. No one's going to drop off at that point because you're all doing it.
There's some buzz about being in an outdoor gym in Thailand.
Yeah.
It just makes you want to be a better person.
So the gym was outside?
A gym pass over here is what? Score? Gym pass over there is 100 baht. £2 and you can just go in there fucking it's so sick, bruv. I was gonna say something. Bruv. So obviously I like to keep my trims fresh. Really? Yeah. I was out there. I'm really hot. I'm gonna have to take this off. Hold on. So obviously I was out there for a month. I need my trim.
You had to.
I have to have a trim, innit?
Yeah.
So thankfully, first geezer I got a trim off. I'm geezer from Brum. I'll shout him out. Yeah, fuck it. He's good stuff. I think his Insta is Barber JW. He's some geezer from Brum. He cuts a lot of the Wolverhampton Wanderers teams.
Okay.
But I just put on my story saying he's got a gym. Sick gym. Good gym. I recommend it. Yeah, it was good in Phuket. Sort me right out before Circo. Then I put on my story again. Bear in mind, this is when I was ill as well.
I saw that.
This is just before I was getting ill in Koh Tao. I put on my story, any barbers, any English or British barbers, because like, the ties, like they might be, but I'm not taking a
risk. You're not going to take the risk.
I'm not taking that risk. I can't lie. Nah, ain't happening. But any British barbers in Koh Tao, three people suggested this geezer. Yeah. He had his own shop in Koh Tao, barber shop. Mate, he gave me the worst dream I've had in my life. It was so bad. And it was like, I didn't say to him because I felt bad because he was such a nice geezer, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
But if he sees this now, yeah, mate, that was awful. Give up. Like, it was really bad. Really bad. Stick to scuba diving.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah, I do. It's really bad.
Oh, please let me see.
And he even knew he fucked up because afterwards he messaged me without even messaging him saying, oh, I'm really overthinking the trim. Do you want to come back and me touch up? Well, I didn't even say anything to him. So he must have
knew. Definitely it was horror.
Bruv, it was absolutely woeful, bruv. Hold on. Let me get this.
He knew it was bad though if he said that.
Bruv. Like, fade where? I might even put a picture on the screen. Fuck it. I'll put the picture on the screen. It was, I was wearing hats for like 4 days. It was fucking.
I'm really overthinking about the trim. Do you want to come back and I'll touch it up?
Where's the fade?
Oh my God.
Where's the fade?
Oh my
10
God.
10-mark question, where? Not where's Wally, oh where's that fucking God. Fade, bro?
Johnny, what the fuck am I looking at?
Mate.
Man's gone, yeah, good trim. That is shocking,
that's
you know.
Shocking.
That is
shocking. And that's the funniest thing. When I sat down in the chair.
Oh my God.
Shocking, shocking, shocking. I was like, that's terrible.
Johnny, that is a fast trim, bro.
That's woeful. That's woeful. I think I've got another picture of it. Even worse picture. Woeful, woeful trim. And
what the fuck did he do? Nah, bro. I'm in bits.
Bruv. Like, where's the.
What the fuck?
It's like two different solid colours, isn't it? Where there's no gradient. There's no gradient.
Oh my God.
It took him about 40 minutes as well.
How?
Don't know. And when I sat down in the chair, I was like, oh, I'm glad I found a British barber. He was Scottish, innit? Yeah. I was like, I'm glad I found a British barber. Like, he was half slagging off like other barbers. Like, he was going like, oh yeah, you know, like I was like, I was just nice. He was like, why don't you go to a Thai barber? I said, but I'm not trying to be rude to them, but like, I, you know what I mean? If I'm going
to
if I'm gonna cheat on my barber, I want someone to, you can't fuck up a fade. Because he was like, do you want me to do the top? I said, no. I said, not in a rude way. I said, but like, I don't trust you enough to do this is before he started.
Yeah.
Trust you enough to do the top. Thank fuck I didn't let him do the
imagine
top.
Imagine what he would have done to your
bro.
Opponent if you let him.
I was like, yeah, I don't really trust people doing anything. He was like, no, I understand it. He was like, yeah, I went for a fade the other day and like people, how do you not know how to do a fade? Mate, he must have fucking sand in his eyes or something.
He said, how do you not know how to do a fade?
I'm being horrible, innit?
No, but it was, I can't lie, it's a horrible chin.
Horrible chin. First chin I got was good. That chin was fucking woeful. How'd you fuck that bad and you're a barber? He was saying, people give dead fades. He was like half laughing with me. I was like, yeah, imagine as a barber, you couldn't give a fade. He was like, I know.
So wait, talk me through it.
The moment he showed me the back of the head, I went.
That's what I was going to say. I've been through a bad barber experience. When did you clock that it was going to be shit?
Until he showed me the back of the head.
So wait, he started here, yeah? So he was taking off.
Just on the side, back inside. How can you fuck that? I reckon I'd do a better job. I'm putting a picture on screen, by the way. The picture was definitely on screen.
I probably would have done a better job for you. So he showed you what, in a mirror or like what?
No, so I had a mirror in front of me, yeah?
Yeah, but that's what I was thinking.
I don't like to stress until the job's done.
I hear it.
Because otherwise you start panicking and you start telling him, yo, do this, do that. Don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I've had three people, subscribers, say to me, yo, so fuck you lot, whoever fucking told me to go to that cunt. Because he was shit. Yeah, go to this geezer's. I thought he's got his own barbershop. Must be fucking.
Yeah, it must be.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah. He showed me the back. As soon as he showed me the back, I was like, he's like, is that alright? I was just like, it was such a nice geezer. I didn't want to be rude. Usually I would have said, yo.
No, brother, come on.
But I thought, I'm in Thailand. His trim's supposed to be £3. Right and all. I just acted like it was all okay. I was kind of telling myself, when I was in that barbering chair and he showed me the back of the head, I thought, I ain't washed my hair today yet. I've come here with scruffy hair. Let me go have a shower. It might look different. I've got in the shower. As I've come out in the sunlight, I'm like, my mates are ripping into me.
Nah, 100%.
Bruv, I've come back into the thing. As soon as I walked into the thing and come out of the shower, bruv, they was like, bruv, cancel our appointment. Them two both had appointments after me. I've messaged the geezer and said, these two are ill, innit? They can't really make it. Like, whatever.
He definitely knows that he fucked up.
Mate, they was creasing me. Kept filming me and that. They was like, bruv.
Wait, you saved your voice. Why did you go in as a guinea pig?
You should have said. Because I got suggested it by fans, bruv.
You lot told me to go to
this cunt. It was shit. Stevie Wonder done it, bruv. Mate, I was Steve Wonder with Parkinson's.
Your voice was
funny.
Your voice was like, cancel off.
Straight away, there was creasing. And then there was a recurring joke for that week when it was growing out. I was going, my boy was going, I need a trim, man. I said, go to my boy, bro. It's like, come on, man.
Look after you, bro.
It was like, I'd rather be seen dead. I might just shave it off. I'd rather shave my head off. It was woeful.
Was that the last trim that you had out there?
I had out there. And then I thought, I ain't kind of.
I'm just letting it grow.
I tried to get my man again, the Brummy geezer.
Yeah.
But he was just in a different island to me at a different time.
It didn't match up. Oh, that is so funny, bro.
That is a woeful trim. How bad is that?
That's the worst trim.
Thank fuck he didn't touch the top. Oh my God.
Can you imagine what he would have done?
I've had a hair transplant. I reckon he would have done that in it. I had to tell him beforehand. I said, don't touch nowhere near that bit. I said, because he's still growing his hair transplant, innit?
Oh shit. Good thing you told him though.
But he took like 45 minutes.
To do what? That's the thing. It looked like he just went like this with a point.
It looks like he's
got this. He went like that. Just clean it up a bit around the sides here. Went like that.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, mate, you're sweet.
But it still looks a bit
bad. It's growing back. It's 100% growing back.
Because when I went to my actual barber, I got to shout out my actual barber as well, because I've shouted out the other kid, Chris the barber on Insta.
Oh, yeah, I see you put him on. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
sick barber. I've been with him 7 years, since 8 years maybe. But even he was like, ooh. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot. It's not a lot to work with. The fade, he fucked it.
Yeah. He got rid of the fade still. He X'd off your whole fade.
He X'd off, but yeah, Thailand, man. Not one of the best place. You know, before I said Dominican Republic was my favorite place.
This took it over.
Shit's in it.
Is it?
Really? Because it's like nothing you've seen before. Yeah. It's that floating island.
To be fair, yeah, never been to Asia either. I've never been to Asia, so that will open my eyes. I ain't seen nothing about Asia. I don't know nothing about Asia. Nothing.
The food's pucker. Like there's all street vendors in Rayleigh, because there's different oceans on different islands, isn't it? I don't know how it works.
Bruv,
you get in the water in Rayleigh in the sea, you can only go in there for like 2 minutes, because the moment you go in there, all these fish start biting you instantly. And it kind of made me deep, like, bruv, I'm actually on a tropical
you're in a tropical place.
Bruv, there's monkeys walking about. I go in the sea for a bit, I'm getting stung to fuck. And you're like, oh, that really hurts. Not jellyfish, they're little fish. As soon as you go in there, go straight to your legs, start biting you. whatever, like you're looking at these mountains, there's fucking like mad like tree vines falling, like it's just
That's sick.
It's
that's
only sick. Things you see in films.
Yeah, in a film. That's like what I was gonna
Vietnam.
Say. On a, yeah.
You know,
like war
films on Vietnam. Yeah. It's exactly like that.
Okay. It's literally stuff I'd see films, games,
yeah,
stuff like that.
War, so films,
war games, yeah. So that is that's mad.
Until you actually go and actually see it.
Like, this is real.
I'd say throughout the whole month, I must have said wow about 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you've seen
wow.
shit you've never seen, bro.
Wow. Yeah, it's unbelievable, unspeakable. If you haven't been Thailand, I highly recommend it. And I don't recommend I met some people that just stay in one place, like Phuket the whole time.
Nah, you want to bounce around.
You've got to bounce around.
Yeah, man. I see what everyone that I know that's gone has said you gotta do the whole thing.
Like, you gotta do the
course. You gotta
at least 3 weeks.
And stay they said at least 3 weeks. Because you gotta get from place to place and you gotta spend a decent amount of time in each place.
At least
or
2 days.
At least a couple of days in each place. And they've all said it's cheap. They've all said they had a good time. I've not had one bad review about
I've still done bread, but.
Yeah, but then that's because you're deciding.
Like a king.
You're deciding to.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But if you wanted to go for a cheap holiday, you actually could. If you wanted to.
Okay, for example, beep this number because I don't want it to come across like I'm bad. Stunning, because I hate that type of shit. In Ibiza, in like 4 days, I done bleep that.
Yeah.
In there for a month.
For a month? And you went bare different places and, that's cool. Stayed in better places. You stayed in actually better places.
Mm.
Fucking hell.
It's cheap. Even accommodation is cheap. It's just the best place in the world. And
you could have done less, because you were being generous at that point.
I was being bad generous,
you're deciding
bro.
To do that.
But me and Mo and Theo, we booked one hotel and it wasn't down at this hotel. Let's go to the next one. Left our cases in there, just bring a rucksack for 3 nights for another hotel. So we was acting like dickheads.
You
I mean, we were just spunking.
Booking a hotel, not liking it, and booking another one.
Yeah,
and, like, leaving you.
Yeah, but we just wanted to do the best experience
we could.
You wanted to
just have the best Thailand experience.
Like, if we know there's people from at home that are in this place, we're going there.
Yeah.
One thing I would say, though, if you're going to do it as well, a lot of people like to freestyle it because you can be out go on Airbnb, boom, book somewhere, or go on a hostel, book somewhere.
Yeah.
There and then. But I think...
You planned it before, didn't you?
I booked every accommodation November before I went.
So you was all set.
So that way, even though sometimes you might be in a place where you might think, I wish I could stay here for another day. You can if you want. Because that's what we've done sometimes. Yeah. You're just losing out on money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you've got a set plan, it keeps your structure in your head of... Imagine you got lazy and then stayed in one place for 4 days and you're missing out
facts,
on that.
Facts.
And you've got
it will keep make you do the journey. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think that's a better idea because there's so much to cover, bro.
Done it all. I still got to do Chiang Mai and North. Like, I still got to do Bear.
So you can't wait to go back.
Going back January. I'm going to do Vietnam. I might even do 2 months.
Oh, fucking
mom's life. It's the gaff out there. You forget about home. It sounds so bad. It sounds so terrible. I did not miss my family or friends once.
I want to cover. You're doing them. The way you was living there.
I feel bad for my mum, because my mum definitely missed me. I did not miss my brother, my mum, my dad. No, I didn't.
She was just out there enjoying.
Yeah, I was enjoying.
Was you pissed coming home last day? Was you fuming?
Yeah,
or was you like...
It was really depressed.
Is it?
On the flight home, just try pop some diazepam in it, go sleep. Didn't really work. Just fucking 13-hour flight.
It's long, isn't it?
Yeah, it was long.
Oh, I bet you... Because you know when you're enjoying yourself so much somewhere, coming home, sometimes I'm like, I can't wait to go home.
No, it wasn't that, never. It was like, boy, should we extend? And we was like, no, I can't, we've got things to do.
Yeah, a whole month you've been gone now, it's like.
That's why when we out there, we sat down with each other and we was like, right, cool. This year, 2024, we need to get on our fucking shit. Like.
Serious.
Serious, get on our shit. Any business ventures we want
to
do, like off camera that I do, like get on them.
Yeah.
And. Because I'm trying to live this life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to live abroad.
Yeah, bro, it's a happy life, man. It's good stuff.
Trying to live abroad, brother, can't I? Like, it's fulfilled me so much to the point of where I was meant to go to Barcelona in June for Offzone. I'm not doing that now. I was meant to go somewhere else. I'm not doing that now. I'm just going to do... I've done Thailand. I got, obviously, Qatar.
Qatar.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Qatar. You're probably watching this when... it'll be the week before. Basically, playing in Qatar.
Yeah.
For the World Cup stadium for a charity match for UNICEF.
Unreal.
Sick.
Unreal.
Sick. We're going to do Tenerife and then I've got to do Ibiza for once.
One
Ibiza. And that's me for the year. Just want to go Thailand.
Just want to go back to Thailand.
I want to go back to Thailand, man.
Legit.
Sick.
Fuck.
There's probably more stories that I haven't thought about, but I'm just riding the buzz still.
They'll come about in future episodes because I'm pretty sure you've done a whole month.
You've
done a whole month. Can't recall every single day. We'll be here for time.
Yeah. It is addictive.
Yeah, man.
Never once did I think, I want to go home. You know, like you said, holidays usually you're like, I'm ready now.
You know them ones. I know them ones. You know when you're just like, you reach the end of it and you're like, can't wait to get home, get in my bed. But if the fact that you didn't have that feeling, bro, I'll be honest. Yeah, you found a good one.
And you know what it is? Bro, every single location is so different.
That's good as well. Just keeps
like, I thought the islands would be similar. They're not at all.
Keeps it fresh.
It does.
It's like a brand new place every single, like, that's good, man.
It's sick. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, well, that was Johnny's Thailand experience.
Yeah, man.
This episode is just Johnny's Thailand experience.
All right, do you know what I might do? Obviously, I've Snapchatted everything that was out there. If you go over to my Snap, I'm going to make collections profile of each location, innit? So if you want to go to Thailand yourself, go have a look what I was doing.
Good idea.
Yeah, go. I'm going to make little sections. I've already made Bangkok and Khao Suk National Park. I haven't done the rest because I was just enjoying myself. But yeah, I'll do that. So go over to my Snap, JohnnyK98. Go have a look what I was up to. I've been Johnny.
Yes, I've been Michael. It's been a good episode. I went to Milan and Dubai, by the way.
Let's talk about it.
I actually just remembered.
How was your January, brother? Mine was unbelievable. Best January I've ever had.
My Jan was good, but it weren't Johnny's Jan.
No, come on. What did you get up to?
Nothing. I just had a bit of pasta and then.
Milan's nice.
Milan. Had a bit of pasta in Milan with Philly and then went for.
Did you go to Dubs?
Yeah, my boy brought me to Dubs for his birthday.
Oh, what?
Dino, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw your story.
Dino, yeah, he brought me to Dubai for his
birthday. How long was you out there for?
Like 4 days.
Have you changed your opinion on it?
Yeah.
Because our opinion weren't very good on
but
it.
But you know what? We need to go back.
Yeah, we do.
We need to go back.
I want to go back with a missus, I think.
I can't lie. I feel like in Dubai, now that I've been a fair few times now, have to go with them.
It's kind of like mobs in a way.
I feel like, say for example, me and you went, we're in relationships, we went with our partners, yeah, I can't lie, we'd have a sick time.
Double dating.
We'd have a sick time.
Yeah.
The whole time we'd have a sick time. Yeah. And we only went in it, we just-
Did you do beach clubs this time?
No.
I've
done a beach club before there, the first time I went there, when I did go there for Gumball, we'd done a couple of beach clubs and then-
Beach clubs are the best.
I did like brunches and that, like, but inside it was still good though. Mm. Still good. And then done a boat.
Little boat party.
Oh, it was good, bro. It was nice. The
holiday
vibes.
Is so good, isn't it? Bro?
Nice vibes, clear waters, all good. Good sunshine, good people. Yeah, man. But I feel like genuinely now, if I want to go back and properly enjoy, because I'm going back in April for a wedding, family though.
You're saying it like it's bad. I'm going back in April for a wedding.
I don't want to go back.
Why?
Going with my family, innit?
So? Go to Tenerife in March, my family.
I want to go somewhere else with my family, not Dubai.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I hear it. You're staying in some resort.
I'm staying in a Marriott with my mum.
I'm in the Marriott. Man, it's a dicky. Got a terrace in the way.
Yeah. My cousin's getting married.
Sick.
To a geezer that also went to my school.
That's sick.
Yeah, so I've got to go and shake his hand and say, cheers for...
Squeeze it really hard, didn't it? Look after him.
Yeah. Cheers for shagging my cousin. And now we've got to pay for flights all the way to come over here to...
Word. Cheers, mate. Now I've got to pay for a fucking flight to go to the wedding.
Flight hotel. Appreciate it. But yeah, genuinely, it was good, man. It was good. We both had a good January, good holidays.
Yeah.
It was fun. But now it's time to...
Grind, smash the year.
Smash the year up, whatever you lot are doing.
Stay sober, get in the gym, eat clean and all that. Break the pattern. Can't lie, money to be made. You tell yourself every year you're going to do it and you don't.
And you don't do it.
Get on it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it this year. Mum's life, let's get it this year. Stay focused. But motives in England are shit anyway. What are you missing out on?
Yeah,
the other week, mum, obviously I got back and my whole thing's changed. My boys are ringing me from the pub saying, oh, come down, it's 10:30, I was a kip.
Yeah, that's good though. Because you want what? You get up early.
Waking up at 8, going straight to the gym.
That's it.
I've never been like this in my life. I feel like it's enlightened. I don't know why. It just has.
That's good then. That's it. You just sometimes you need a new burst of life, bro.
Mm.
You got it.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah.
Now we can wrap.
Thank you for watching. See you next Wednesday.
Take care.